Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hello, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages. Welcome to your Thursday edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. It's March 19th, 2015. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours in around 5 minutes. It was probably just a matter of time before the folks over at Microsoft went over to the folks over there at Xbox and said, hey, you know that Kinect thing you did? We kind of want to use some of that. We think it'd be cool. And that's essentially what they're going to be doing with Windows 10. Microsoft has introduced an automatic biometric sign-in, and the feature is called Windows Hello. What it basically means is users will be able to scan their face, their iris, or even their fingerprint to identify and access Windows phones, laptops, and even your personal computers at home. Now, I could read your mind right now. I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, security. Yes, security. How secure is this thing going to be? Well, according to Microsoft, the biometric data would be stored locally on the device and kept anonymous to make sure personal data is safe from hackers. It is a Windows machine, so we shall see. Also, if you're thinking, well, I'll just upgrade, cool, this is neat. No, it's only going to be available on new devices too, so you're out of luck on that. I guess all in all, yeah, it's pretty cool. Hey, as long as I can look into something and I don't have to see Steve Ballmer's bald head on the other end of it, I'm all for it. The Sony PlayStation Now service. Yeah, it's like, where the freak is it? At least that's what a lot of fans are saying in the UK. Saying, bloody hell, where is it? Finally, it seems Sony is prepared to launch its video game streaming service outside of North America very soon. In fact, by the spring in the UK. But what I mean by launching is purely a private beta testing version. Yeah, sorry, I know. I had your hopes up and now they kind of came down, I know. But there is some good news. If gamers go and register right now, they might be able to gain access to this thing in the spring. First, a few qualifications that you need to mark off your checklist. You're going to need to own a PlayStation 4 console and a PlayStation Plus membership. Check, check. Okay. Other than that, you'll have to fill out that survey and then just get down on your knees and pray to the game gods that you're the ideal player Sony's looking for. Sick and freaking tired of getting harassed on Twitter. Well, it was the CEO that did say that Twitter sucks at dealing with abuse, and I guess he's ready to change it. Twitter has made it easier now to report harassment directly to the feds. Twitter says that once you report the harassment, it will instruct law enforcement on how to get more information. All in all, it's fairly simple. It's just a little bit long. You click the email report button, and that allows you to email the packages containing the threatening tweet and URL, along with the responsible Twitter username. After that, it'll give you the process. In the meantime, you can mute that person or block that person. Twitter also said that other than just emailing the harassment report, they strongly also recommend contacting your local law enforcement if you're concerned about your physical safety. Seems that social networks are kind of stepping up their game this week, aren't they? First we had Zuck saying, hey, we gotta change some stuff, and now we've got Twitter saying, hey, we gotta change some stuff. Let's just hope the change actually works. Speaking of Mr. Zuck, you might remember last year we talked about on the BTN News Show about Facebook Messenger being able to actually send payments to, you know, your friends, you know, peer-to-peer payments, basically. Well, that has now become a reality. Facebook users can now send money to one another through the company's standalone messaging app. Yes, that would be Messenger. The Messenger app now includes a little small dollar icon just above the keyboard, which opens a payment screen where users can type the amount they wish to send. The money then is transferred through Facebook, which holds the money for seconds, they're saying. That's the big quote, seconds. There could be a lot of seconds in a day or something. You know what I'm saying? Anyways, they're saying seconds before sending it along to the user's bank account. Also, if the recipient doesn't have a card attached to his or her Facebook account, Facebook will just hold that money until they've set up one. Hinting a lot more seconds there. Facebook has said they've built the system entirely in-house, and that means your debit card info will be housed right on Facebook servers. Now here's the bigger question. Do you trust Zuck with your buck? Oh, we're all getting a little bit excited about the upcoming Apple Watch. Well, at least some of us are. Ewan, I guess, isn't. But hey, that's a different show. You can hear Ewan and Doc just go all over about the Apple Watch. Personally, I'm on the fence. Kind of excited. But after seeing this report, I might hold off, and you might want to too. According to a new report from Cohen & Company, I have no idea who those people are, they said Apple may already have a new watch coming later this year. That wouldn't be the first time. I remember the iPad. You remember that? Also, Apple Insider has also been reporting about a version 2, which suggests that there's going to be some rather big changes made in the second edition. So who knows what's going to happen? But if you did have your name on one of those $17,000 watches, you might want to hold off just for a little bit. And finally, drones. Sometimes you fly them, sometimes you lose them. And the Pentagon, yes, the U.S. Pentagon, is getting sick of losing them. Now, sometimes they're just lost because they've went out of range or, you know, something. But sometimes they've been lost because of maybe some hacking has went on. Yes. That's why they are looking to programmers to create an unhackable drone in just 3 years. In fact, a little bit less than 3 years. 2018 is when they want this thing done, particularly the ones that hold rockets and missiles. That would be a good idea, yes. According to a report from NixGov, engineers are recoding Little Birds, that's the drone that we're talking about here, computer to prevent anyone from a designated DOD operator from seizing control of the vehicle, and also its weapons and its surveillance gear too. They say many things have computers inside them, and those computers are actually networked to talk to other things. Basically, a computer within a computer. And with that possibility, you always have the remote vulnerability of someone that can actually just take over the aircraft. The new coding language they're working on is supposedly free of those vulnerabilities. Boeing, who's actually in charge of the actual coding, expects to have roughly 70% of the code, that's nearly 100,000 lines by the way, ready to go by the summer of this year. Wouldn't you really like to see that conversation between a drill sergeant and some coder geek there? Listen to me, private nerd! You will code until I tell you not to code no more!
Yes, Sergeant, sir. Yes, Sergeant, sir.
Now, drop and give me 20! If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Find our website at BritishTechNetwork.com. You can follow us on Twitter at British Tech. You can follow me on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. We'll be back tomorrow with your Friday. Oh, man, I don't know what it is this week. Has it gone slow for you? Sure, it's gone slow for me. But yeah, we'll be back tomorrow with your Friday edition of the BTN News Show. Until then, I hope you have a fantastic Thursday. And thank you, as always, for listening.